Bird watchers in New York will be busy this week as migrating birds traveling north along the Atlantic Flyway make a pit stop in the city. New York is known as a migrant trap where birds flying overnight are attracted to the green park spaces and stop to fuel up. WNYC's Stephen Nesson is at the Ramble in Central Park this morning speaking with bird enthusiasts, and he joins us now. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Satiria.
So, Stephen, describe the Atlantic Flyway for us.
Well, basically, birds winter in the Caribbean, as far south as South America even. And during spring migration, they head up north. There's several routes. You can see online there's different ways they can come. This is one way they can come. And New York happens to be one of the pit stops, like you said, on the Atlantic Flyway. And some of these birds, they're heading all the way as far as Alaska, I'm told. Many are going to stop in New England. Some are just up in the Hudson Valley, not too far, so they're almost there. And other birds are heading to the Canadian mountains.
And what are some of the birds you might see in New York during this migration that you don't normally see?
Well, the big one that everybody's excited about, if you ask anyone, what are you here to see? They'll tell you it's the warbler. There's actually 20 to about 28 different kinds of species of this bird. They come in all different kinds of colors. So that's what folks are here to see. I am not an expert bird watcher, but I am a good listener. So I was told how to listen for the warbler. It's got a trill, kind of high-pitched sound that it makes, almost like a phone ringing. Its color is actually much richer now than in the fall, which is why people are so excited. There are lots of other birds, though. There's thrushes. There's something called a summer tanager. This is a red bird, very interesting. I looked it up online last night. The females are actually mustard yellow. That's another rare treat for birders this season. But there's something else that people are absolutely losing their minds over, Sagittarius. It's called the Chuck Mills Widow. And I'm told this is extraordinarily rare, but there was one spotted at the maintenance shed. I looked it up online and would have a very difficult time identifying it if I saw it. But birders, they know it and they're looking for it.
And Stephen, where are the best places to see some of the birds if you're out in the park?
Well, I did a little loop this morning. I started in Strawberry Field. Some birders there were checking the scene out. And then I walked up north to the Ramble. You may know it as sort of, it looks very wild, like we're in the middle of the woods. And apparently birds love this area. There's lots of foraging grounds here. Belvedere Castle is a good place to spot birds. And if you're not in Manhattan, that's okay. Prospect Park also is a good place.
And, you know, many of these birds stop in New York because they're attracted to open green spaces the city has. When they land to rest in the park, what exactly are they doing?
I'm told they're here to feed, bulk up. It's a long flight from, you know, the Caribbean to Alaska. So they're really here to just get some of the good food in New York, just like all the other tourists, I suppose.
Are they yelping? Maybe they're just chirping. maybe they're tweeting. when all is said and done, how many different birds will be passing through New York?
I was told by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, 115 to 120 different species of birds will be here all month. So it's a whole month of bird watching. A lot of folks get here early when the sun comes up. Apparently that's one of the best times to catch them. But if you miss the sunrise or you're not an early bird, you can come down all day and you will see folks all over with binoculars. They've got a notebook to keep record of what they're seeing. So it's really a month-long event here.
WNYC Stephen Nesson in Central Park. Thanks so much, Stephen.
Thank you.
And we'd like to know what the coolest bird you've ever seen is, whether here in the city or elsewhere. Let us know with a comment on Facebook or a call to 8558-MY-WNYC. We'd like to share your comment on the air and bonus points for you if you include a bird call.